We're taking you back to Sri Lanka because we are getting breaking news from the parliament. We were showing you just about 10 minutes or so the feed from the parliament. That is the live picture right now where the president, the next president, has in fact been elected. And we understand that the parliament has voted to elect Ranil Wickremesinghe as the next president. He's in fact a six-time prime minister, and he's now been elected as president. This, of course, coming after the political and economic turmoil that the country has been witnessing. We are going to bring in our correspondent. Before Minel Fernandez, let's listen in to what's taking place in Parliament right now.
Extend my gratitude to everybody in the House. And it is not necessary to say that how hard the condition of the country is economically. So we have to embark on a new program to go forward. So we have to get together to embark on that program. I am thankful to all the other two candidates, Mr. Dalasala Perum and Mr. Anurakumara Dissanayake, who contested with me. I invite those two candidates also to get together with me for the development of the country. I also invite Mr. Sajith Premadasa to get together and look for a new way forward. And I also would like to request the Tamil National Alliance, Mr. Vigneshwaran and Mr. Ponnambalam also, to come forward and join with me to embark on a way forward. I also extend the same request to the former president, Mr. Maithripala Senanayake, who is also present here. And now I am requesting everybody to join together to discuss for a way forward. Thank you. Mr. Dalasala Perum. Honorable Speaker. We as a group, we decided to contest this election as a group. Not as an honor or as an asset, the presidency.
Pudgala Naya Patra Kendra Garganimin Evata Pramukatya Debin Vyavastavinda.
But I came forward to contest.
So Ranil Wickremesinghe, who was just speaking a moment ago in Parliament, has been elected and voted in as the next president of Sri Lanka. He will serve until 2024. This is according to the parliamentary vote that has taken place in the last few minutes or so in Parliament. He was addressing the nation as well as parliamentarians, saying that the country is in a very difficult situation and, quote, we have big challenges ahead. Let's bring in Minel Fernandez joining us from Colombo. So Ranil Wickremesinghe was one of the contenders, Minel. Was it expected that he would be the person to take on this top role?
I can't hear.
Minel, can you hear us? Minel, just go
Ranil
ahead.
Wickremesinghe winning that vote. Yeah, sorry, we seem to be having some technical problems with audio, but if you can hear me, the acting president, now formalized as president of Sri Lanka by members of parliament in that parliament vote, which concluded a little while ago, in terms of the breakdown of those 219 votes, valid votes that were cast this morning in the House. Basically, Ranil Wickremesinghe securing 134 votes to the 82 votes secured by Dallas Alahapperuma. Now, this was pretty much something that analysts had expected because of all of the negotiations, the backroom dealings that we were hearing about. Obviously, the long arm of the Rajapaksas believed to still be very much at play here. So essentially, Ranil Wickremesinghe, according to many of the protesters, and that's one of the reasons that they have such a lot of anger and frustration about how he has ascended to the highest position in the land. I mean, this is a man who, a little over 2 years ago, lost his parliamentary seat. He was voted out of parliament by the people of Sri Lanka. He was unable to win a single seat for his party, the United National Party, under his leadership at that general election. The only reason he is sitting in parliament is because he sort of entered through the back door and won a seat for the nationalist for his party, and he secured that seat. He was named to that seat. So a lot of frustration and anger, but in terms of the vote that has taken place this morning, the legislators have chosen, obviously, in favour of Ranil Wickremesinghe, and obviously those parliamentarians, representatives of the people, but not really listening to the people's mandate.
So what do we expect the reaction to be from the streets and from the people of Sri Lanka? Because as you're saying, Wickremesinghe is very much an ally of the Rajapaksas.
Absolutely. So in terms of the sort of warnings or the indications from protesters, I mean, we heard it as recently as in yesterday's processions and protests, again this morning, while people were waiting to see how the election would go, that they would not take this sitting down. I mean, literally, when this entire campaign against the government, you know, when that patience really snapped of the people, saying that it was initially focused on Gotabaya Rajapaksa, the president, he brought in Ranil Wickremesinghe as the replacement prime minister to his brother Mahinda Rajapaksa, who stepped down to try and appease those protests. That didn't happen. I mean, for the next few weeks of Ranil Wickremesinghe's prime ministership, people continued to protest. It reached a head with Gotabaya Rajapaksa fleeing the country. But people say, you know, they're not going to be fooled any longer. Now, there is a state of emergency. You can probably see the heavy security and police presence. There's a massive security cordon around the parliament today. You do have, obviously, a sort of a conciliatory note struck by Ranil Wickremesinghe. He has appealed to the other candidates who ran for the presidency in parliament today, as well as the opposition leader, to all come together to sort of rebuild the country, particularly which is at its knees with this massive, massive economic crisis. But the fact remains that this is coming from someone who the people themselves have spoken and said has no legitimacy. So he does have this remainder period of the term, but it's going to be a very uneasy term, particularly because the people of this country are unlikely to accept his leadership.
Minal, tell us more about the real crippling economic and financial crisis that has been facing Sri Lanka and the suffering of the people.
I mean, this is what has really pushed people to the edge. Sri Lankans generally don't really get heavily involved in the day-to-day running of things. And as much as, you know, we've had the Rajapaksas in power for over a decade, we've had that sort of cabal, if you like, which now people say, you know, were corrupt, they mismanaged the country. There were a lot of deals being done with the Rajapaksa and their allies being the main beneficiaries. But people took it. For a long time, yes, there were a few sort of, you know, comments or dissent adjunctions, but they didn't really stand up against it. But the moment it started affecting, you know, their day-to-day lives, the cost of living is soaring. There are many families that are unable to put 3 square meals on the table. Whatever food that does make it to the table is probably cheaper now, has less quality. So they're really struggling. The medical sector is facing an acute shortage. There are hospitals that doctors are running almost purely on donations, on well-wishers. It shouldn't be this way. So what people think and say is that, yes, they do agree that there are problems. There is, you know, very difficult times economically. The pandemic really ate into a lot of stability for people. But if the country hadn't been in such a shaky financial position, it would have been in a far better position to deal with this mess, that we wouldn't be on our knees, we wouldn't have a problem to the extent which that, say, ministers have to be dispatched to international capitals with a begging bowl. And this is what is making people angry. I mean, a few years ago, Sri Lanka graduated from being a developing country to a middle-income country. We were sort of projected to achieve certain development goals and keep building. But this has been completely wiped away. Yes, it is a mixture of a certain amount of bad luck in terms of a real crash of tourism with the Easter bombings in 2019, then soon after the pandemic, which shut down the economy. Obviously, after that, you also had debt, which was unsustainable for many, many years. The Rajapaksas had been warned about it. But again, with President Gotabaya Rajapaksa coming in, a number of sort of some very questionable decisions, slashing the tax revenue, which many people 2 years ago warned would cause huge hardship for the people. So because of this, we're having a real crisis for the people. And this is what has made them so angry and literally at the end of their patience.
Okay, Minal, thank you so much for that. Minal Fernandez is reporting for us from Colombo.